Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Sunnen with your Lindy Fishing Report for Northern Minnesota's Sleeps Lake and Lake Winnebagoche area. It's Tuesday morning, March 5th, and we have another storm blowing through the area. We're going to see how bad this one really winds up being. So far, the predictions have fallen a little bit short of the rain or the snowfall that we've actually gotten. We'll see by the time it's over with what we have sitting on the ice. Now, listen, we've already had enough problems with deep snow and slush, and I'm sure by now you've heard about it. Travel off of the road systems is a little tricky right now. Snowmobiles, you can get around if you're careful. Stay away from the areas where there's been lots of people fishing. Watch out for areas especially where there's been a track or two, and if you see some gray stuff on that track, stay away from it. You can pretty much, with a wide track or a long track snow machine, you pretty much get through any area the first time. It doesn't get to be a problem until after you've broken through that crust and gotten down into that layer of slush before you have issues with getting stuff. Now, if you've got an Argo or some other kind of a track machine, the same thing applies. They tend to ride a little bit higher on the snow and move a little slower, so you can get around better with those. But I'd still recommend being really careful with it. Some friends of mine got their Ranger stuck a couple of times the other day, and of course it's a long process to get yourself pulled back out. Now, if you want to play it safe, or if you don't have a snow machine of some sort, just go ahead and start using the plowed road systems. Lake Winnebagoche has got a great road system. The west side of Leech Lake has got good roads. Walker has good roads coming out of the city dock area. You have a really good road system coming out of Pine Point, and there are some sporadic trails and impromptu roads that come off from Stony Point as well, and they'll take you to some places to be careful over there. The east side, Portage Bay, that's tricky. There aren't too many places where you can go by road right now, and there aren't very many reports coming in from over there either. Ball Club Lake and Bowstring Lake have both got road systems. Augusta's Place Resort over on Ball Club, trails end up on Bowstring. They've both got adequate roads that will get you to some good fishing spots. Perch fishing has been a little better on the west side of Winnebagoche than it has been on the east in terms of size. There's actions on good perch fishing action on both sides of the lake, but the size quality seems to be better over on the west side. Now, the folks at Trails End on Bowstring, they say that they've got some fairly good perch fishing going on up there right now. You just have to sort and pick and choose your spots a little bit, but they're pretty good about helping you out. Now, most of the time, pan fishing right now, the crappies and the sunfish are biting, so finding your way to a spot is more important than whether or not you're going to be able to expect to find fish biting. You'll have pretty good luck providing that you can find yourself a good place to fish. They're still using the deeper water. Sunfish are a little shallower than the crappies. I'd look for the sunfish anywhere from about 12 feet of water on down to maybe 22, 24 at times, and in certain lakes they're deeper, but you can typically find them a little bit shallower. The crappies have still been hanging in that 28 to 30 foot range, maybe 32 depending on the lake. And if you poke around and explore lakes, some of the smaller lakes with just have one or two deep holes on them, that may help you zero in on fish a little bit faster. My best way of searching for both sunfish and crappies has been to use a frosty jigging spoon, a little bit bigger size than what most folks are used to, and I'll throw the maybe a wax worm or a spike on each one of the treble hooks until I find some fish, and then I can scale back. For crappies, I can use a toad or a bug, frosty, a regular frosty, and hit that with a wax worm or a spike if you like, but we're having pretty good luck with artificial tails. White color, small artificial tails seem to be doing a pretty good job as well. It's more important that you find the fish than it is what you're using right at the moment. For sunfish, you can go with a green and black combination, brown and orange, a little more subtle, more subdued colors. Sunfish seem to like that a little bit better. And the sky's the limit on the perch. They'll bite on a variety of things. If you want to really have some fun with the perch, get into a good school of them, try the foo flyers. That's a really nice approach for them. You can fish it still if you want to, or you can zip it around and put a lot of action on it and cover some water off to the sides of your holes. If you want to get some more information about conditions up to the minute, go ahead and use the link from Lindy's website to my fishing report, jeffsunden.com, and we'll zero you in a little bit more. And of course, you can always call the bait shop or the resort that's closest to the lake you want to fish. I'll get you an update on Thursday for the weekend warriors, and we'll see how things are going. So until then, for Lindy, this is Jeff Sunden. Good luck.